All right, guys, Sam's Army, episode 2.83. We are back, and as always, we have a lot to talk about. Unfortunately, there was going to be an interview at the end of this. We're going to have to hold it a week. It's a great interview, but it involves two guys. One of them's a returning guest, one of my, you know, all-time favorite guys in the league, and then his another guy who is in the midst of a European move, but we got to wait for the deal to go through before we have the before we drop the interview. So we'll wait on that. That's coming next week. For the time being, this week we got, you know, the usual stuff, headlines. We got we're actually going to start with Chelsea. We got a lot to talk about there, and we got Larry to walk us through it a little bit here. We got ESPN, La Liga, you know, World Cup cities, Lukaku's Zlatan, then of course the usual stuff, the midweek recap, power rankings, weekend preview. But first, of course, let me introduce and what, well, not introduce, but welcome in our, you know, this week's co-hosts. We got Larry Nance Jr. He's back. Chelsea did not lose, so I guess it technically you didn't really break your streak here. Although you had, what, you got post-concussion syndrome now that's like spread to your ankle or your wrist. What's going on now?
Leave me alone, man. Let's just talk about my team, and so I can get in here, out of here, and just, you know, take my lumps and go.
It's been that kind of week for Chelsea.
It's been that kind of week.
Ay. We also got Mikey. Mikey, things are going a little bit better over in your neck of the woods at this point. As you pointed
I mean,
out.
Every single result this weekend was perfect.
Everything worked out for Arsenal. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. What's going on in the world? The world is just fucking, it's, I don't know, upside down. Let's start with you, Larry. So Chelsea, the big news, the biggest news, Frank Lampard got sent packing, and in his place, we now have, Timmy Tuchel? Tuchel? I don't know how you actually pronounce that one, but what are you thinking here? You know, was it time for Frank to go? And what are your initial thoughts on Tuchel as his replacement?
So, was it time for Frank to go? Yes. I love Frank. It was time for him to go. You can't spend $200 million in the summer and then ninth. You can't spend $200 million and be below Arsenal. That's just the rule. but I, however you say it, Tuchel, that's to be decided.
We'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I like it. I like it. Obviously, you know, Christian – is a fan. I feel like, you know, he's got a little connection with Werner and Havertz. So we need something to wake those guys up, and hopefully it's hopefully he's the answer. So I have no better answer for you than I'm optimistic.
So you were ready. You were ready. I thought, you know, I thought that they should stick with Frank if they thought he was the long-term guy, and maybe they didn't. Maybe they didn't. But I do hear you in the sense that things have just been going so wrong. You guys needed something to change, and you're right. Tuchel's got the, from an American fan perspective, you got the baby Jesus connection there. Obviously, they go way back. He's got the German. He's from Germany, so he's got the Werner and Havertz. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that make sense. I guess we'll see if he can turn it around.
I'm really, really enjoying the Mason Mount memes.
Yeah, there's been a lot of those out there.
Leave Mason alone, man.
Your boy, Larry's Mason.
Boy. Larry's boy. You got to be nice.
It is. That's my guy. Like, leave him alone.
I can confirm that you told him to shave his chin. I know you did.
Frank Lampard Jr., I just, you know, I love him. Frank's last act as manager was getting Mount to captain Chelsea for the first time.
That was dope.
I mean, come on,
that was really cool.
Come on now, how do you hate the guy? That. How do you dislike that guy?
That's love.
Either one of them.
Frank Lampard did a really good thing for me personally by now giving me a reason to love him for ruining Chelsea's 2020-2021 season.
Ruining? Oh no, I wouldn't say ruining.
No, not ruining, because I still like my son. We're tied, so
yeah, you guys are. I wouldn't say ruined. Together. Yeah, we'll see how it works out. Interesting move, though.
Hey, why don't we talk about your team now?
No, yeah, we're not there yet. We are not there yet. That clown show.
You guys looked great today.
Trash performance.
Yeah, that was fun, dude.
Do not. I really skip enjoyed ahead. It. Do not skip
ahead. I really enjoyed it.
We'll get there. You guys can laugh at me in just a minute. We're going to finish up headlines, though.
The slump buster.
We'll go. Yeah, you got that one. We'll go quickly through the headlines here. So ESPN is trying to get La Liga, according to sources. So that would get him. That would be awesome. I need that.
Keep Ray Hudson.
I need it. I need it. It would obviously mostly be on ESPN Plus, which a lot of people were pissed off about when they saw it on, you know, Twitter and Instagram, but I don't mind at all. ESPN Plus, in terms of streaming services, oh, it's the best. It's of the services.
Not a bad investment.
It's good stuff. So I do hope that happens. We'll see. If it does, I don't know what happens to things like Fubo and stuff, because that's really the main draw for those. World Cup cities. So I think it was 23 cities were announced, and I don't think this was very new, but basically what they said, this is for the World Cup 2026. They said by the end of this year, they are going to finalize the, 16? I think 16 host cities that will host that tournament. And they announced, you know, the 23, they're from Canada, US, and Mexico, most of them in the US, several from up above us and several from below us. Yeah, I guess we'll see how that works out. I mean, there's not much really to say at this point other than Chicago's not on it, which every time I see the list and Chicago's not on it, I just get so pissed off and so disappointed. I get it. You know, the politicians didn't want to basically probably throw millions of dollars in bribes at these FIFA jackasses. But, man, right? I mean, watching a World Cup match at Soldier Field in 2026, that would have just been like my absolute wet dream. So it makes me sad that no Chicago, but whatever. Last but not least, we could have done this one in the recap section, but I think it's worth its own little discussion here. So Lukaku and Zlatan in the Inter versus AC Milan derby this week in Serie A, and actually the cup competition. Lukaku and Zlatan, two of the biggest, baddest motherfuckers in like the world of soccer, like basically got into it in a soccer sense. Obviously soccer guys don't even know.
No. They really
did. I mean, that's a soccer fight right there. We don't throw punches. We just sort of get in each other's foreheads and maybe give a love tap or two.
The ESPN Plus broadcast was crystal clear audio.
Yeah. You could hear them. They were doing it in English at each other. In English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curse Ed. Lukaku was saying, like, he said something about my mother. He was talking about my mother.
It was Zlatan was telling him to go do his voodoo. And his wife. He was saying go do his voodoo shit or something like that, which I guess.
And then he talked about his mother.
Oh, so I thought the voodoo was about his mother. I couldn't quite follow.
I don't know, some shit.
Yeah, Lukaku got pissed. And if we're gonna go one on one in that, who do you guys think wins that? I'm taking Lukaku every time.
Lukaku kicks the shit out of him.
Yeah. Yep. Zlatan's a lot of bark. I don't think he'd be nearly as much bite as Lukaku.
You don't think a lot of bite?
I mean, he's got more bite than I got. I'll tell you that. But versus Lukaku, a pissed off Lukaku, I'm going with Romelu, like all day, every day. Yeah, okay, there, we're all on the same page. Let's go to the midweek recap. Oh, man, that means we got to talk about my crappy-ass team.
Let's start with the main game. Manchester United 3, Tottenham 1. Sam, I come to my show. What are your thoughts?
I can't believe you just said Manchester United, not Liverpool. Was that a slip of the tongue? Fuck. Or was that?
It was.
You're already fired. I was as replacement host. You're already fired after 2 seconds.
Yeah. Shit. All right. Fuck. Whatever. Fuck. I can also cut that if I want.
Well, that's true. You are the producer, so you can do that. What do I think? I think that Tottenham are number one dog shit. Number two in trouble. We got Kane, who's now
one trick pony, baby.
Both his goddamn ankles. So that's not great. He's out for a few weeks. Our defense is just like just terrible. I've got nothing good to say. I mean, like, Rodon looked okay for most of the game, but he also gave away a terrible mistake that handed them a goal. So it's not like I can give him too much praise. And yet he might have been our best defender. Your best defender
is consistently Pierre-Emerick or Højbjerg.
Well, yes, but I was not including him in the back line. But you're right. I mean
he is your back line.
Højbjerg, first of all, hit that bomb. Bomb. And so not only our best defender, he was also our best.
I noticed something today that I want to get off my chest. He flops way too fucking much.
Højbjerg?
Yes.
You were noticing that in a game where Firmino was playing? Because Firmino spent half of the game on the floor.
Yeah, like, well, Højbjerg Hoybier, whatever the fuck his name is.
Just Hoiberg's fine. I'm not the pronunciation, you know, Nazi around.
Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. Spends a lot of
Tuchel,
time.
Tuchel. Yeah, whatever.
Toucan Sam, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing. The roster that Tottenham have right now is extremely pedestrian aside from Son and Kane.
Yeah, we do have, you know, we're reliant on those guys, and now we're out without Kane. So yeah, we're in trouble.
And you're fucked.
We're in trouble. There's no
Bergwijn is not a backpack type of guy. He is not a guy that's gonna go get you some moments. He's a great piece, but
he's got the speed and he's got he runs a lot, but yeah, he just doesn't seem to have that final touch.
Yeah, everything just feels extremely pedestrian except for that. Also, the ball, the first half was as bad. The first 43 minutes of this game were pretty terrible.
Well, it got off to an interesting start. I was going to say the first 2 minutes. Yeah. The first 2 minutes were pretty crazy, where Mane missed basically a 50% of
the middle 35 minutes.
yeah, and then Son's goal, which, you know, was ruled off for offsides. And, you know, as you said before we got on, that could have changed the game. You know, if Liverpool has...
No, it would have changed the game. That Sun goal counts. It's 1-0 Tottenham. That's the final score.
You're more optimistic than I am. I know that, you know, Liverpool isn't great against the deep set team and like a block, but I still have zero faith in our defense to be able to lock that down for 90 or 88 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
But whatever, Liverpool, give credit to Liverpool. You know, we've been talking a lot of stuff about their offense lately for good reason, I would say. But, you know, they came out, they looked better against United in the FA Cup. And then they looked, you know, relatively decent today. They look a lot more like the Liverpool we've come to respect, if not love. And their defense, I mean, listen, they got defensive problems too. They got Matip, I think, is now out for a while. Sounds like he got an ankle injury, and so he's going to be out. So I think if Liverpool really wants to have a shot at the title this season, I think at this point it's now become incumbent upon them to go out and get a center back. They need to add
what
a center back.
What the fuck are they doing with that roster? If you look at every other part of that field and the money they've spent, and then you're fucking lining up Matip and Henderson and Fabinho's hurt, like, this is a fucking disaster.
It is, but you know, you can't count on that many injuries, right? Like Virgil van Dijk hasn't been.
Doesn't matter.
Never gets
Joe Gomez.
Gomez does get hurt. So, yeah. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but they have all these guys that can fit in. They maybe had higher hopes for guys like Reece Williams and Phillips and those guys who haven't been great, but, you know, we'll see.
I'll say something about you, Sam.
Okay. Great.
I would say I think that this loss today probably puts a little bit of a damper on your title hopes.
Yes.
They had title hopes?
That's the
outside,
joke.
Very outside shot. And actually, I would argue that they did up until this performance and losing Kane.
Here we go.
And losing Kane, which is probably more painful. I think we had an outside shot. We do not now. I did tweet our famous quadruple season is now dead, and so now we're just focusing on the trouble. So we'll see if we can get FA Cup, League Cup, and Europa.
Always starts that way. But yeah, hey, you're only 3 points above Arsenal and Chelsea, so I don't know
what so ridiculous the high horse coming just from anymore. Listen, I'm gonna sit on this high horse as long as I can. It's not gonna last very long, apparently. Let's move on. So credit to Liverpool, they're the better team. Tottenham, you know, we suck. We're in trouble.
Yeah. Keep Tottenham out of your top four power rankings
it's
for the
problems
next 2 months, please.
Well, now we'll get to power rankings in a minute. Speaking of teams disappointing, though, perhaps even more so, United coming in at the top of the table, coming into the week, somehow find a way to lose at home to Sheffield United, a team that came in, I think, with 5 points and one win on the season. What? WTF.
This is the nicest thing. Sheffield is going to go down, and this is the trophy that they're going to hold on the way down.
Yeah.
This is the Super Bowl.
That was
this
their Super Bowl.
This is this is as good of a result as you could possibly have at this moment. So
this was their high. They had it.
Yeah, this is it.
So sorry.
I mean, if you really want to break it down, they're only 32 points from safety in terms of
they also had only had six. They also only had six substitutes on the bench for this game. because of COVID.
What's going on? I was going to say, was it COVID? Oh, okay.
Phil Jagielka played 90 minutes.
I know. I saw that in the starting lineup. And first of all, I can't believe Phil Jagielka is still like getting minutes in the Premier League. I mean, he is like, he has like championship for a year or two written all over him. I can't believe he's still.
I thought it was his testimonial.
Good for him though. Fuck. I mean, if he's still, you know, he didn't look terrible.
Jagielka's getting minutes. Cahill's getting minutes. It's crazy.
Wes Morgan's getting minutes.
Oh man,
Sheffield United. I mean, what does it say about United though? Because this is that's the real question.
Who do you think is faster, Wes Morgan or Phil Jagielka, right now?
There's no way that Morgan is not the slowest guy in the league. He is so fucking slow at this point. He was going downhill back in 2015. Like, there is no question that in 2021, I mean, I could probably outrun Wes Morgan, I think. Maybe. That's a big time, maybe.
I definitely doubt that.
That's a big if, yeah.
That's a big maybe. I mean, I haven't run in like 9 months. I haven't moved fast.
Yeah, that'll hinder you.
Get back to the question, though. United. Like, this is a team that came in with legitimate title hopes, and, you know, all on Twitter, it's like they're you know, the bandwagon was growing, fans were getting all uppity, and then they come in and lose at home to Sheffield United. Like, what the fuck? Do we just crown City right now, or is, like, KDB's injury?
Yes. Oh, I forgot KDB's hurt.
That's right. That's right. You got to keep that in mind.
I should not sound happy about that. I'm not happy about that.
It's very sad. It's very sad. But it is interesting, and it keeps the title race a lot more interesting. United. This was just if Pogba and Bruno don't at least one of them show up, United aren't going to do anything. And they were both bad this game. I think that's basically
the takeaway. We'll see on Saturday.
Yep, we got a big one coming Saturday. Let's go quickly through some of the other midweek games. So Everton, Leicester, two very good teams. I enjoyed this match immensely. But it ended up being a 1-1 draw. Credit to both those teams. They're both better than any of our teams at this point, perhaps.
Unless you argue with me, Mikey.
Yeah, I knew Mikey.
Leicester win this game with Jamie Vardy. I'll tell you that much.
Probably. How many more games is he out? I didn't actually see. He's a few more weeks, maybe. Who knows? But yeah, that's a good point. They did not have Vardy. Now to the other draw, Chelsea Wolves 0-0. Tuchel's first game. What'd you think, Larry?
I want to start off by saying I was unimpressed with the starting lineup. The 11 I didn't like right away. I get why he did it. He said he went with experience and yada yada yada. Azpilicueta, Giroud, and all that stuff. Great, great, good for you. Reece James needs to start every game.
Correct.
He needs to start every game. I think, you know, if you're our German whisperer, you need to figure out what's going on with Werner. So you play him. He played Havertz on the wrong side. He played Hudson-Odoi as a wing back on the right. Kind of, it was weird. I don't know. I wasn't thrilled, obviously, but like Wolves are toothless. We look toothless. You know, I think with Jimenez, they win that game.
I do not disagree with you there. Do not disagree. Wolves is a completely different team without Jimenez. They are.
Yeah, think about being Timo, right? Like, if you think about being Timo, like, you got the new guy coming in. He's supposed to relate to you and understand you, and then you don't even see the pitch at a 0-0.
That hurt. Yeah, that hurts. You're supposed to be like the Germans. You're supposed to be the German guy.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Pulisic, you know, like Pulisic and Tuchel go back and he doesn't, I mean, he did get in the game.
Pulisic played. Werner didn't even take his coat off.
Yeah, that's true too.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't know. I would love to like know what he was thinking when picking that lineup, but clearly it was the wrong thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to give him a little time. You got to give him a little time to sort of get sorted out and get a feel for things. I mean, he came in and for like what, one day he was supposed to throw a team out there. So I'll give him a little time trying to be, you know, an optimist or, you know, a nice guy here. But I see your complaints for sure.
I don't know if I'm giving him any time.
Listen, that's the Chelsea way. I can respect
look,
that.
We just fired a club legend. Right. You better come in here. Guns blazing.
hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. 0-0 against the Wolves team without Jimenez is not hitting the ground running. I will give you that.
No.
Yeah. Other games, Villa lost to Burnley, which sort of got completely lost in the wash because of the United loss. But they gave up 3 goals to Burnley. And we've all been, you know, sort of slobbing Villa's knot, at least I have, all season.
It's because of their trash keeper. It's because of their trash keeper.
Oh, stop it. You would trade him for Leno today.
Right? You're so such a hater. Such a hater. Martinez is not the problem with Villa.
I just reclined. I just reclined and put my hands above my head when I said that.
It was obvious where that was coming from. yeah, Villa, not good. They're in a tough little stretch here. They've fallen down to 10th now, below Arsenal. Yikes. Tough little stretch here. Hopefully they're
more back. Below us than above us now.
That's true. 9th place Arsenal. Feeling good about yourself. Feeling nice. Okay, well, let's talk about Arsenal. So you got another W.
I don't have a lot to say about it.
Yeah, it wasn't
Bukayo Saka. Are we done Bukayo Saka slandering now, Larry?
Oh, no. I never slandered.
you said you had 10 of them.
No. I said, I said, don't you dare put Emile Smith Rowe as a wonder kid. That's what I said.
That's fair. Okay. Fine.
And I stand by that.
I think, Martin, I've been working on my Odegaard.
Martin Odegaard.
A very good talking point. What do you think about that that move right there?
You know what, Sam? I think he's pretty good.
I don't disagree. And I do think he is exactly the type of player you guys needed. So I guess you got to give credit to Arsenal for that. I think my concern is you need him to, speaking of hit the ground running, you need him to hit the ground running.
No.
And he's a young kid. If he doesn't.
No, I don't think so. I think we have Smith Rowe.
Oh geez.
Oh God, here we go.
Oh
geez.
Okay. I won't say anything else about this game to piss anybody off, but I will point out that I've been saying all along that Thomas Partey, throw out your little stat sheets. When he's playing on the pitch, you're a 5 times better team. Guy's amazing.
Well,
I've never said anything about Partey.
That's true. I don't think I'm not saying you guys have said anything negative.
I mean, he's never been hurt from Madrid, but speaking of whatever. But
hasn't played.
Yeah, Granit Xhaka looks like a better player.
I mean, listen, 3-1 away. I mean, I don't know if away really we should even mention that these days, but 3-1 over Southampton, a very solid Southampton team who I didn't realize Danny Ings was going to play in that game. So makes it even more creditable. That's a good win, you know? Not going to lie. I'm not scared yet, but I'm also going to give you a little credit there.
I'm very happy with it.
I do want to take a brief second to discuss. You didn't ask my opinion on Odegaard.
So okay. Yeah. Odegaard. Yeah. What are your thoughts here?
Replace, you know, got Odegaard. Rid of an Ozil, got an Odegaard. you guys, right. You wanted a 5-star OR, right. And you ended up with a 3-star Odegaard.
Hey. On loan.
On loan. Is that
hilarious? Coming from the clouds. I'm glad you.
It feels like a band. If a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, but yep. You know what? it's a lot better than not having a Band-Aid on a bullet hole.
It's better than not having a Band-Aid. I'll give you that a little bit. But I mean, you got you needed a 5. You know, you wanted an OR and you got Odegaard. That's like it's like, oh man, I can't wait. We can't wait till we sign Raheem Sterling. You look up and there's Nathan Redmond.
That's a very good comparison.
That is actually a pretty good comparison.
The worst part about the whole thing is like how slowly he's going to get integrated. Like he's probably just going to hit the ground running and Madrid will be like, all right, thanks.
All right. Appreciate it. You need fitness.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. We'll take him back now.
I mean, I don't know, this might be a tough question, but just sort of coming in terms of the excitement level, were you more excited about Ceballos or Odegaard?
Odegaard. Ceballos in the first, was just so, yeah, he's just like, he hadn't really played any first team when he came over.
Mm-hmm.
Odegaard had that year last year at Sociedad. That was really special.
He was spectacular for Sociedad last year. but then he hasn't played
this
year.
There's a blueprint. Yeah, but there's a blueprint to how to use him. So hopefully, you know, we're not moronic, but I'm not holding out much hope.
All right.
It's a low risk. It's a low risk stopgap for a position we needed to fill. It's not a five-star OR, but it's addressing the situation.
Yep. I mean, he had to do something. And he did. So, well done. So, other game, City beat the shit out of West Brom 5-0. Shocker there. Unfortunately, yes. City's, you know, strikerless setup seems to be coming into form, unfortunately.
Yeah, Gundogan's going to become the best nine in the fucking league now.
No, he's been really good. Bernardo Silva has been good. Ay, ay, ay. KDB goes down and they just keep on chugging.
Spawn three more heads.
Exactly. It is. It's a Hydra like offense at this point when Aguero isn't out there but Jesus isn't either. It's just they come out of nowhere. They just got more guys running through.
I have one thought about the West. Yo, go ahead.
I was going to say, if we're still doing the fantasy Premier League stuff, now would be the time to go get Sterling.
Yeah. He's about to pop the fuck off.
He's about to go off. Sorry, go ahead.
All I was going to say is poor Kieran Gibbs.
Oh, man.
He's only 31.
He's only 31. I mean, he's been around for 25 years at this point.
I know. Yeah, I just saw him getting torched by Sterling over and over. It made my whole day.
Bring back painful memories a little bit.
Yeah. And then West Ham.
We gotta give some love to West Ham here. So they it's not like you get a whole bunch of credit for beating Crystal Palace, because I've been saying that Crystal Palace is in the relegation fight. I think they might go down. But regardless, I mean, this is a West Ham team that, you know, they've found ways to disappoint and fail, you know, grab failure from the jaws of victory. Like, that's their MO, even more so than Tottenham, amazingly enough. And here they are in fifth place on 35 points. So they are officially basically safe, which, if you would, at the beginning of the season, we even had Max Bredos on, and he was like, West Ham, they could really be in the relegation fight this year. They are now completely out of it. They are completely in the fight for Europa, if not more.
This tells me a couple things specifically about set piece importance and guys like Suchek. We love him, Larry. I think he legitimately is in the Premier League team of the year right now.
He has to be. He's been a monster.
Seven goals in the Premier League this season from the six.
And six of them from his head, right?
Yeah, but five of them from set pieces.
Between Cresswell and Bowen, those two have racked up the assists just trying to find the tall guy. Mm-hmm.
Declan Rice and Suchek as a double pivot.
Yes, it is. Declan Rice and Suchek, what United thought Bruno and Pogba would be.
Declan Rice and Suchek. What Chelsea were going to buy
together. Oh, for sure. Oh, I would love it. Bring me Suchek and I'll have a new best friend.
Honestly, Larry will just DM right away and be like hanging out with him in 3 weeks.
100%. You would definitely send him a 2 a.m. sup. Just like, what's up?
Send him the eyes emoji.
Right. Larry's going to recruit Suchek. Yeah. You know how we were talking about you wanting Declan so bad? Would you rather have Suchek right now?
You'd be buying high in terms of stock price. Like,
I would be buying high, but clearly we spend our money very wisely.
Aretha Balaga.
It depends. What do we do with Conte?
I know. Give him to me.
If Conte goes or wants to go or even looks like he feels like going, then yeah, sure. Sell him and buy some shit.
He'll go play for PSG at some point.
I don't know.
He should. He needs to go win something. I mean, he's too nice, too lovable of a character to just stay in our pit of despair.
True. He is 29 though. He's 29 at this point. He's not getting any younger. He's not getting any faster. I love Conte. I don't know.
If you don't love Conte, you're wrong.
Right. If anybody, I've never heard of anybody who doesn't love him. Yes. Okay, let's move on. We got to keep this going. I know people got things to do. People see dinner to eat, wine to drink, Larry, I think. So let's go to shout out Leeds.
Oh no. No, we're good to go. We're good to go. I thought we were going to be able to drink some wine, and they canceled that on us. So now I'm sitting in my room talking footy.
You got nothing better. Okay. All right.
No.
I'm going to go I'm going to go throw rocks at Larry's hotel window.
Yeah, what on a New York, so say COVID was not here right now, what would a New York night be for the Cavs?
I would be going to Sugarfish. You know what Sugarfish is?
I do not.
Mm-hmm.
Sugarfish is the greatest establishment known to man. They have the best sushi in the history of sushi.
Oh.
I mean, you could go to Japan and not find any better sushi than Sugarfish.
I mean, I'm not a New York guy, so that's why I'm like, I don't have any idea. I assume maybe everybody in New York knows about this place. It's just me who's left out in the dark. Sugarfish, I'm writing this down. Okay. I think we're done with the recap anyway. So shout out.
Yeah, Leeds. You're writing it down with a fucking. You're writing it down with a fucking pen, and
I did write it down. Paper. That's because I got paper. I got notes. If I don't have notes, I get lost. We go off in random tangents, and I never bring us back on the path.
Tell you what, the random tangent episode was a great one. So don't you diss that.
I love that episode.
That was a good one.
There might have been some Stella Artois from Mikey's side, and maybe some Fantasy Factory. Shout out Carbon 4, Madison Brewery. Love that beer. Might have contributed to that that episode, I will say.
I don't even remember it.
What a shameless plug.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, right.
Carbon 4 Fantasy. It's a great beer. It's a great beer. You got Sugarfish in, so I had to get my Carbon 4 in. shout out Leeds. They beat Newcastle. I don't really have anything to say about them. Newcastle is absolute trash. In fact, let's go to the power rankings right now, and let's maybe start at the bottom three. We'll just do a segue. So we usually go top four. Ooh, I'm switching it up on you here. Bottom three. I can start with bottom three. I know you're taking the lead on top. I'll go bottom three. I'm going Newcastle. They are the worst. They're at the bottom of the table right now. Number 20, Newcastle. 19, I'm going. I still got to keep Sheffield United in 19, even after that win over United.
They would kick the shit out of West Brom right now.
I mean, they kick the shit out of Tottenham right now, probably, but I'm still keeping them there. West Brom, 18. So I got Newcastle, Sheffield United, West Brom. Any disputes or disagreements with that?
In terms of the shuffle, yeah, I don't think Newcastle's last. I think Newcastle beats West Brom. I think they beat West Brom. So West Brom's 20. I put West Brom, Sheffield, Newcastle would be my
interesting. You got more belief in Newcastle. They've looked just absolutely dog shit lately. I can't give them any credit. Like
they have, but I love just Callum Wilson, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hear you. I love a lot of the guys there. I love Wilson, I love Yedlin, I love Miggy Almiron. I hope Yedlin gets the hell out of town. I hope that Fenerbahce move or wherever he's going in Turkey comes through. He needs to get out of there and get some playing time. Mikey, you cool with that? Or are you going to throw Brighton in there? In fact, we should have talked about that Brighton Fulham game, but we didn't.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we're not talking about the Brighton Fulham game. It shouldn't have happened.
It was bad, but it was a perfect example of you and me going head to head, and we were trying to prove our hypotheses, and nobody ended up winning. Because you, just to give anybody who doesn't understand, you're a big Fulham guy, and I've been saying all along that Brighton is a better team, and yeah, nobody won anything.
And we deserved. Yeah, to text each other. We got excited, and then
we got what we deserved on that one for sure.
I'm a giving person. Larry knows this. I'm very kind.
Oh, good on.
Huge heart,
gentle,
and that is why I will be proudly saying that right now, as a snapshot. I'm not going to put Sheffield in the three worst teams in the Premier League right now after that.
That's ridiculous. So, that's charity.
You say it's current form. It's current form, so I'm keeping them out.
Okay.
It's West Brom 20, West Brom 19, and West Brom 18. No, it's West Brom, Brighton, and Newcastle.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. You're such,
stop it.
That's a schmuck. Such a schmuck. Gentle,
thank you,
heartwarming soul you are. But also,
you're welcome to Sheffield United. This is ridiculous. This is your moment. Enjoy it.
Congrats on the Super Bowl win. Yes. Are you leading us off on the power rankings top four?
Yeah, absolutely. Man City one, lock it down. Liverpool two, lock it down. I'm going to go. Shit, I want to leave United out so fucking bad. I'm just going to fucking do it. I'm going to go West Ham, Leicester. Fuck you, United. I'll never put you there.
Wow.
Oh shit, I said that before Saturday. God damn it.
Yeah, that was really dumb. Really, really, really dumb of you.
Oh shit.
Big time strategic error on that.
I just ruined it for
ourselves. But you're already locked in.
I just completely ruined our result.
You did. You absolutely did. Whatever. Big game this weekend. We'll talk about that in a minute. Larry, you want to go next?
Sure. I mean, the obvious, we don't even have to mention City at this point.
Without KDB, we'll throw that in there, though. They don't have KDB for a while, but yeah, you know, I don't disagree.
Current form.
Yeah.
City won. Yeah, it's City and then everyone else at this point, but it's City, Liverpool. And I'm going to go West Ham, Everton. You know,
I like a little Larry curveball every now and
then.
Yeah.
Come on now. United has let me down for the last time. I was all high on their talent coming into the season. And, you know, seems like Bruno's getting tired. Chelsea, yeah. We should have been in a discussion for bottom four.
That's fair.
That is fair. I love West Ham. I do. I love West Ham.
And you're throwing them in there. You had them in the top four, right?
Yeah, they're in the top four. They're three for me right now. And then Everton, because they just beat Leicester.
Speaking of Everton.
No, that was 1-1. It was 1-1 draw. But
two games in hand.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I still like
Everton. Okay. Yeah,
they just got everybody help.
Right. Vardy's out, so that's fair.
Two games in hand. So that ranking is a little bit misleading. They take that game in hand, they're above West Ham. So they have two games in hand and 2 points behind.
Fantasy. You're talking Everton, right?
Yeah, Everton sneaky. The table might not reflect how good they are right now.
I agree. I've got so I'll go right now. I've got City one. I'm with you guys on that. I've got United two. I know you guys disagree with me on that, obviously, and I do
put them in.
Hear you, Larry. With is Bruno tired? Because if he's tired and he keeps showing it, that's going to be a huge problem for United. But as of right now, I'm not convinced that Bruno is, you know, he's wearing down just yet. A couple more games of what we just saw, and that will definitely change. But I'm going City, United, Liverpool third, Everton fourth. So I agree that Everton, you know, they've only played 18 games, so they basically got two games in hand on most of the table. They went on 33 points, so they could be at 39 points, which would put them in third place at the moment. So I think Everton is the fourth. I like you guys including West Ham because they do deserve love. I just couldn't put them above Everton or Liverpool or United for me. They're a great team, much better. Like in terms of like overachieving, they're right at the top of the list, obviously. But I can't put them in the top four right now. I hope West Ham fans will forgive me for that. They're having a great season. Just not quite top four for me. Okay, now let's go to the weekend preview. Now that Mikey has gone, done, and ruined it. You've ruined it for Arsenal this weekend. So congratulations on that. Biggest game, though, is Arsenal hosting United. I think this is a pretty interesting game. I mean, United, you know, there are obviously question marks about whether that midfield duo is, you know, their consistency number one, but is Bruno getting a little tired? This will be a good game to see it. I guess, Mikey, you want to take the first shot at this? You know, how are you feeling before you ruined it by saying
Aubameyang United isn't in top four? Aubameyang needs to play.
It sounds like Aubameyang he's not, right? It sounds like he's not.
He might. He might. It's going to come down to, you know, it's going to be a pretty tight game. I don't feel like it's going to be extremely open. It's going to be a moment of brilliance either way. And I think we only have one or two guys who can really provide that. So They have more players who have the ability to make something special happen. That's for sure. It's mm-hmm. just a matter of who does. So hopefully our guys step up. I'm excited. Very, very excited. Saturday's a great soccer day.
That's not a prediction.
Huge.
A lot of good games it is. This weekend.
That is not a prediction.
That was my audition for NBC Sports.
Right. Saying a lot of words that ultimately say a lot of them.
I think we can win. But here's the thing. The last time we
did you're still talking around. You're still dancing. You are still dancing.
No, I'm going to I can't stop thinking about the year that we beat Leicester twice and they won the league. So I like don't want to beat United twice. It's terrifying me. I think we win the game 2-1.
Ooh, okay. All right. You stopped tap dancing. You went right for it. I think United win this 2-1. As I sort of previewed by keeping them in the top four. I'm not convinced that, you know, Bruno and Pogba, you know, or whatever. They just had a bad game. They definitely had a bad game. No doubt about that.
If Arsenal win, will you put them in the top four?
No. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. It depends on how they look. If they look better than they've looked all season, I'd have to consider it. But I mean, it would have to take a real impressive performance. You know, if you had another Chelsea like performance, yeah, I'd think about it.
Yeah.
And then I'd not do it because they're Arsenal. Okay. But I'd think about it for sure. So we got one Arsenal, one United. You want to break this tie, Larry?
I've been sitting here thinking about it. I'm going to go Arsenal.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to take Arsenal.
That means you really believe it, because you do not often pick Arsenal, I've noticed.
No, I love making fun of Arsenal. It's one of my favorite pastimes.
You probably hated them less until you met me.
You what?
Definitely.
You probably hated them less and then you met me.
Right. The Mikey's ruined for you.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Arsenal is fine until you meet their fans. And then you're like, God, I hate this fucking club.
I have no issue with them. And then you talk to an Arsenal fan, it's like, oh yeah, these guys, they're the worst.
Suck. But so the fact that you're picking Arsenal means you actually mean it. So
I do. I think Saka's been great.
That's fair.
You know, I think Saka's been great. So
that's fair.
Whether Aubameyang plays or not, I just don't have a whole lot of confidence in United. I mean, against Sheffield United, they scored once, and it was friggin' Harry Maguire.
Yeah, I know. That was slab. Listen, no question. They laid an egg against Sheffield United. No doubt about that. I think they're going to have a bounce back performance. And I don't know. I don't know about if Aubameyang really scares me, whether he plays or not. I don't know. He's not been great. So I'm sticking with United. You guys got Arsenal. Okay. That's fair, though. West Ham. So we're just giving West Ham all sorts of love. They are hosting Liverpool this weekend. So that's an interesting game now that West Ham's in fifth. And Liverpool's in fourth. Should be a good game.
I love this game.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Obviously, West Ham going against a team with like negative center backs could be a problem for Liverpool, I would say.
You want to talk about set piece goals? You're flagging it again.
Yeah, I'm going Liverpool to win a shootout in this one. I'm going 3-2.
That would be great. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
I think Liverpool's found a little bit of form offensively. Obviously, they showed it against us. And I think they're gonna keep going for it. But I also think they're gonna give up some goals on the other side, especially with West Ham. Antonio, he hasn't had his monthly hamstring injury. He's still out there, I think. So yeah, guys, I'm going Liverpool. Liverpool 3-2. Let's go. I like it. And the over. Fair. That's the lock of the weekend right there. Liverpool, West Ham, okay. Over. Anybody got any other thoughts on that?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you a score, but I believe West Ham win this game.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I do. Salah has been nowhere to be found. And Mane used his outburst today, and now he gets to go back to being quiet. So I think I got West Ham. I got West Ham.
Oh, wow. All right. Listen, you put them in the top four, and now you're sort of backing that up. I respect that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. We're on different sides of that one. You're right. There's a lot of good games this weekend. So Southampton Villa, is another one. Southampton hosting Villa. These are two teams that have been in the mix for at least Europa all season. They're both coming off of tough performances. They're, you could argue that perhaps they're in a little bit of a slump here, but should be a good game. Two very good teams, two very solid teams. You know what you're going to get from them. So I think it should be an interesting game.
Contenders versus pretenders. Well, this is going to be
the loser is the loser is like an elimination from like the whatever you want to call them.
Europe spots.
Call them pretenders. yeah, I got Villa in this. I like Villa. I know that they just look like shit against Burnley, but I'm sticking with them. Any thoughts on that game or any of the other games this weekend from you guys?
No, I just did my quick scan into the rest of the world.
There are some good games in the rest of the world. So Man City's obviously going to stomp Sheffield United probably, but West Ham Fulham, that's a big game in terms of the relegation fight. I know, obviously, it sounds like we all have Fulham in that one. So I don't think we should go into too deeply.
I'll change my stance on Fulham so fast if that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Now I got to root for
so fast
for West Brom in this one. Am I scared about Tottenham going to Brighton? Yes. Yes, I am. I'm scared about every game that we play until Kane comes back. And we have the potential to lose all of them at this point. So, yes, I'm very scared about that game. Very scared. And any other – so throughout Europe –
you paid a lot of money for Gareth Bale.
Well, I think Real Madrid's paying more money than we are. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Bale. I loved it. When we got him, it was just the right time to bring in a guy that like sort of galvanized the fan base because we were in a bad spot. We're basically
I thought he still cared about soccer though.
Yeah, listen, he's not getting any younger.
Wales golf Madrid, Wales golf Tottenham.
Right. Well, now it's probably
I think it's Wales golf Madrid Tottenham.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are being mean right now. And I don't appreciate it.
You deserve it.
yeah, we'll see. It'd be interesting. You know, he's only on loan till the end of the season. So, you know, there's talk of they could, you know, send him back to Madrid. Obviously, that's not going to happen. He's not going to go back to Madrid. But, you know, he's 31 years old. You know, he's not the Bale that we sold for $700 billion a few years ago. I really liked the move when we got him, not necessarily because he was going to be that difference maker on the field, and he certainly hasn't been yet. But it was just the right move at the right time to sort of fill our hearts with hope. And then we did a whole bunch of other moves and our expectations got up. And then over the last month or so, maybe 2 months, we've been reminded, oh, yes, we're Tottenham. We suck. We can't have nice things. And that's where we are. Fuck. That realization hurts.
Tragic stuff.
Realization hurts. Rest of Europe quickly. So there's at least one game or two games in each of the other leagues, unless – you can add in your little nerd game Ligue 1 if you want to, Mikey. But in Spain, Villarreal and Sociedad, that's 5 versus 6. We got Atalanta, who recently came up with some big wins. Didn't they just beat Milan? Weren't we talking about that? Yeah, right. So they beat Milan. They play Lazio, who's currently in 7th. And
they just played these two teams. I feel like, yeah, they did last game they played 3-2 Coppa Italia.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was the cup.
They're playing again.
Yeah, this is Serie A, I think. Mm-hmm. And then Germany, Leipzig and Leverkusen. Very good game. Very good game. That's 2 versus 3.
You're missing Barcelona Athletic.
Where is Athletic? You mean you just from a rivalry standpoint?
Bilbao, yeah. They played to a 2-3 a couple weeks ago.
True. That was in the cup, right?
Iñaki Williams scored a winner in overtime. Yeah.
In the cup final, Bilbao beat Barcelona. So yep. I'm sure Barcelona is looking for revenge. Have you guys been following at all the financial stuff involving Barcelona? They are in a world of hurt at the moment. They're like broke.
Most recent thing I saw about it was that Eric Garcia's where? Is he at
City right now?
Is he at City? Did you see the report? The report about that?
I saw that like the offer was for like what was it like 3 million, then 5 million, then 8 million? Like
The offer was Yeah, but he said, like, hey, look, to get out of city, I'll play. He's offering to play for free for the first year.
He just wants out of city that bad?
Yes.
Wow. And to go to Barcelona, I mean, that's actually the perfect situation for Barcelona, because they are dead ass broke at this point. They're like a $1.5 billion in debt. They are just in all sorts of trouble, which honestly, now that we're talking about it, and now that I'm sort of connecting the dots here, they're probably one of the ones that are pushing for this Super League, because they need like an injection of cash ASAP.
We'll sell the guy who wants to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. For however many billions they could get right now, if they did it in January, otherwise they're going to do it, sell them for free. That's not sold. They're going to lose them for free. And we're obviously talking about Messi here. Mm-hmm. Anything else? You got your Ligue 1 game of the week here. French nerd game.
I'm so tempted to say Marseille Rennes, but I really, my heart's not in it. Rennes let me down last week, so I really don't care.
Wow. No.
I was so excited for that Red Lille game.
And they just didn't bring the thunder. That happens.
It was terrible.
That happens.
That's pretty much it. It light week in Italy, other than the Atalanta game too. So, Saturday, Copa Libertadores final.
Oh yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. You're right. That should be, I mean, it shouldn't be a very good game. Like the
Santos should kill him.
Right. It should absolutely work him, but I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. Good game on Saturday. How do you watch that? BN? Is that BN? And obviously streams.
It'll be BN. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then so streams. I'll just tweet out a stream.
Yes. You always know, dear listener, if you ever need a stream, find Mikey. He always has one. And there we go. That is this week. Larry, always great to have you. Good luck with the wrist. And
thank you very much.
Hope that you get back out there hopefully tomorrow on Friday. Mikey, always obviously a pleasure to speak with you. Usually I appreciate it more when your team is sucking and everybody else is doing well. Unfortunately, this is the opposite, but it's okay. I like you anyway. And listeners, you guys are the best. Really can't thank you enough. And we got a very good, in fact, probably two interviews that we're going to stack together next week. So stay tuned for that. Should be some good stuff. Love you guys and talk to you then.